Welcome to a special Christmas episode of the Madcap Movie Review Podcast. I'm your host, Sean, and it's that time of year again. The holidays are upon us. For a lot of folks, it's time to ignore all your normal television and streaming shows to fixate on the Lifetime or Hallmark channels, maybe both, to watch nothing but Pastry Chef, Ski Resort, or small town Christmas tree lighting movies. For others, you're tuned into the 25 Days of Christmas movies on Freeform. And for folks like me, pulling out all the Christmas DVDs and Blu-rays and watching and rewatching all of your favorite Christmas movie faves. I thought it would be a good idea for the Madcap crew to come together to talk about our favorite Christmas movies and why. But as I continued to think about it, I thought, let's invite more people to this Christmas party. So with that, I'm excited that we have several podcast hosts that are going to chip in on this special Christmas episode and share with you their favorite Christmas movies and why those movies are dear to them. For me, my number one movie is Way Too Easy. If you asked me what my second favorite Christmas movie was, that would be a hard one. I'm a big fan of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. My mom gifted me the book a long time ago for Christmas, and I still have it to this day. And we always spent that time between Thanksgiving and Christmas searching the channel listings, looking for when different versions of the movie would be coming on. There are about 65 different small screen and big screen versions of the movie. On DVD and Blu-rays, I own about 7 different versions of the movie. But my absolute favorite and number one Christmas movie, hands down, period, is 1951's Scrooge, starring the late, great Alistair Sim in the title role as Ebenezer Scrooge. Let me say this. There have been good performances as Scrooge, and there's been some not so great performances of Scrooge. Alistair Sim is the standard. No one is in his league as Ebenezer Scrooge. As the miserly version of the character and at redemption, no one plays Scrooge like him. One of the things that I love about the movie is that it gives you a little bit extra of the asshole Scrooge is before he was visited by Jacob Marley's ghost. For instance, at the beginning of the movie, as he was leaving the London Exchange after strong-arming a business deal, a citizen that owes him money meets him on the street asking for a little leniency, and my man shoots him down stone cold in the street. Scrooge is rich, but he is cheap as well. While eating at a restaurant alone before he goes home, he asks his waiter for more bread. His waiter says the extra bread would cost him a half penny. My man Scrooge said no more bread, and angrily ate the rest of that bread that he had in his hand already. I also like that the movie adds a little bit more than the book does in terms of Scrooge's past. We see him being corrupted by a greedy new mentor named Mr. Jorkin, who lured him away from the lovable Mr. Fezziwig, and also was the one that introduced him to Jacob Marley. When Mr. Jorkin was discovered as an embezzler, the opportunistic Scrooge and Marley offer to compensate the company losses on the condition that they received control of the company for which they worked. That's how Scrooge and Marley was born. This version also shows Scrooge's sister dying while giving birth to his nephew Fred. This scene is what engineered Scrooge's estrangement from his nephew. We're also told that Ebenezer's mother died while giving birth to him, causing his father to resent him just as Scrooge resents his nephew. In the book and other popular adaptions, his sister is much younger, and the cause of her death is never mentioned. My two favorite scenes are Scrooge encountering Jacob Marley's ghost. It's a masterpiece of a performance between Sims, Scrooge, and Marley, played by Michael Horton. Earlier, I called Sim the best Scrooge ever. We'll add another best to the list because no Jacob Marley touches Michael Horton's version. My second favorite scene is when he wakes up after the visit from the Ghost of Christmas Future. He scares the bat shit out of his maid, and her reaction and his reaction, just amazing work all around. I could watch this movie every single day. It's hard not to watch this movie outside of the holiday season. While others are watching Christmas movies in July on Hallmark, I'm popping this version of Scrooge in. Check it out. I promise you'll enjoy it. They have the black and white version, and the color version is out there as well. My copy has both. I prefer the black and white just for more of that old feel. Other versions that I would recommend checking out would be 1984's A Christmas Carol starring George C. Scott, 1999's A Christmas Carol starring Patrick Stewart, 1988's Scrooged starring Bill Murray, 1997's Miss Scrooge starring Cicely Tyson, and my second favorite version of A Christmas Carol, also titled Scrooge, but this one was from 1970 and stars Albert Finney. Some may remember Albert Finney as Daddy Warbucks from Annie. And just like Annie, this is a musical, but it's fun, but does a lot of different but good things from the book while maintaining everything you have to have from the book. So before I hand it off, I still can't think about what Christmas movie would be my number two. I can say on any given day, it could be that 1970 version of Scrooge that I just mentioned. It could be Home Alone. Wait, you know what? It's either Santa Claus the movie from 1985. It's corny and it makes no sense at all, but I love it. Or Die Hard. Fuck you, I'm not gonna debate this. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Go argue with your mirror.
Disorder of the stomach makes them cheat. You might be an undigested bit of beef, a piece of cheese, a fragment of an underdone potato. There's more of gravy than of grave in you. Whatever you are, it's all humbug, I tell you.
Man of the worldly mind, do you believe in me or not?
I do. I must. But why do you walk the earth? And why do you come to me?
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men. If it goes not forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death. It is doomed to wander through the world. It cannot share, but might have shared on earth and turned to happiness.
Why are you fettered?
I wear the chain I forged in life. I made it link by link and yard by yard. I girded it on of my own free will and of my own free will. I wore it. Mark me. My spirit never roved beyond the limits of our money-changing home. Now I am doomed to wander without rest or peace. Incessant, torture, remorse.
But it was only that you were a good man of business, Jacob.
Business! Mankind was my business. Their common welfare was my business. You will be visited by three spirits.
What? Was that the chance of hope that you mentioned, Jacob?
It was.
In that case, never mind. I think I'd rather not.
Without their visits, you cannot hope to shun the path I tread. Expect the first when the bell tolls one. Look to see me no more. But look here, that you may remember for your own sake what has passed between us.
Why do they lament?
They seek to interfere for good in human matters and have lost their power forever.
Hey y'all, this is Nell. I am one half of the Fletcher Twins from the A Picture is Worth a Thousand Word podcast, and I am on here to discuss my favorite Christmas movie. Okay, and this is, I really, really, really love this movie. I literally have to watch it at least once every year during the holidays. And of course, it's Home Alone. It stars Macaulay Culkin. And first of all, I had the biggest crush on Macaulay Culkin as a child. If you didn't have a childhood crush on Macaulay Culkin, then something is wrong with you and you need to go reevaluate your childhood because it wasn't good. Anyway, I think the movie had the perfect cast. It had the perfect house, the perfect family. Everything was great about this movie. It was family oriented. It was a comedy and it was heartfelt. Okay, so let me just talk about a couple scenes in the movie that I really love. The first scene where the house is just running amok and everybody doing their own thing. And I think all the babies of the family, or I would even say middle child, because I'm a middle child. And you know, we got that middle child syndrome. Well, because we don't get paid attention to a lot. This is what Kevin McAllister had, okay? Somebody ate all his pizza. It's like a million people there, 1,000 pizzas, and y'all gonna eat my pizza? Yes, I'm gonna be mad and I'm gonna act the fool too. So I was on his side, okay? Anywho, so that's how the movie started, but that ain't how it ended. Anyway, also, I liked how the kids were extremely sarcastic in this movie. Like, they let the kids curse. They let the kids call each other jerks and stuff. It was so funny. I remember one of the kids called Kevin, he was like, "You're such a disease." And I'm like, oh my God, kids talk like that? It was hilarious to me. And then when Bud, I think that was his name, Kevin's older brother, when he was messing with his sister while she was counting the kids to make sure everybody was there and accounted for it, that was hilarious too. Anyway, I think the premise of the movie was amazing because what kid wouldn't want to be left in a huge house by themselves, all by them lonesome? Like, that's a child's dream. So that's amazing. But the tricky part is nobody thought about no robbers. Maybe that's why you don't want to be left alone. So that's when the funny part comes, is of course when the robbers try to rob his house and he's set up traps and stuff for him. One of the funniest scenes, I got two really, really funny scenes. One of the funniest scenes was when he put the spider on Marv's face and he screamed so loud and he screamed like a girl. And it really, that was such an authentic scream. That was some good acting right there, okay? That was amazing acting because that's just how anybody would scream if a tarantula was on their face. So he played the heck out of that scene. I wonder how many times they had to take that because that's funny. And also, another funny scene is towards the end when Macaulay Culkin goes to his treehouse and they're trying to chase after him, so they get on the rope to go and he cut the rope. It's so funny because at first Marv didn't want to go and he was scared. He was like, I don't know about this. And he was trying to convince the guy not to go, but he was like, let's go, let's just go. And then as soon as the guy saw Kevin about to cut the rope, he was like, okay, let's turn back. That scene is so funny for me. And also, the movie did have lessons in the movie, so it wasn't just straight funny. I remember Kevin went to the grocery store and the cashier was asking him like who he is, who he went and stuff like that, and he was like, "You're a stranger." And I'm like, yes, that's what kids supposed to say. Don't give out your information to nobody. You're a stranger, sir or ma'am. My bad. Anyway, so yes, it starred Macaulay Culkin, Joe Pesci, and David Stern. Such a great cast. They obviously made a Home Alone 2. Nobody cares about the ones after that without Macaulay in it, but whatever. So at the end, of course, the lesson he actually learned is that he actually do miss his family and want to be with his family. So that's where the heartfelt part came in. So it's an overall good movie. I literally watch it every year. I remember last year I was on a Delta flight coming back to New York and I watched it. Every year you guys should watch this movie because it's a classic. And it's always on the top 5 or top 10 movie Christmas movies list. So there you go. There you have it. Home Alone. And oh yeah, it came out in 1990. I was 4 years old then. So it actually came out November 16th of 1990. So that's literally 30 years ago. That's amazing. And people still talking about it. That's how you know a movie a classic. All right. Check y'all later. Peace out.
Get the hell out of here.
All right, Johnny.
But what about my money?
What money?
AC said you had some dough for me.
That a fact. How much do I owe you?
AC said 10%.
Too bad AC ain't in charge no more.
What do you mean?
He's upstairs taking a bath. He'll call you when he gets out. Hey, I tell you what I'm gonna give you, Snakes. I'm gonna give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
All right, Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm going.
1, 2, 10. Change, you filthy animal.
What's good? I'm Slick P, the creator and host of Sofa Thoughts Podcast, which is available on most podcast platforms. I would like to thank Madcap Movie Review for allowing me to share my sofa thoughts about my favorite Christmas movies. We are in the end of the year holiday season, and it's one of my favorite times of the year. It always brings back memories of the family together, just sitting around watching movies, eating snacks, and drinking hot chocolate. So I'm going to share a few of my favorite Christmas movies with y'all. I have to start with two of my childhood classics, which are Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and The Charlie Brown Christmas. These two movies are usually the first two movies major networks air to start the Christmas season, right after Thanksgiving. We all love Rudolph because he became the symbol of saving Christmas. And we all know as a kid, the last thing we wanted for Christmas was for Christmas to be canceled or to wake up on Christmas morning and have nothing to open. We was grateful for the red-nosed reindeer because he was able to guide Santa's sleigh when no other reindeer could. And even after all the other reindeers wouldn't let him play in the reindeer games. And of course, there is that song we all love so much. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Ah, man. Going down memory lane is getting me so excited for the season. Charlie Brown's was just classic. If that was a Mount Rushmore for Christmas movies, I'm sure it'd be on there. It seems like older Christmas movies usually had a character who didn't believe in Christmas or wasn't in the Christmas spirit. Then by the end of the movie, their feelings have completely changed. Maybe that's how you build a great storyline. I don't know. I'm not a screenplay writer. But Charlie Brown goes through this movie depressed and not in the Christmas spirit, really. His friends try to do everything to cheer him up and put him in the Christmas spirit, but nothing seems to work. But even Charlie Brown's Christmas tree is legendary. We all seen them, the jokes and memes made today referencing Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. The sad, pitiful, depressed looking Christmas tree. But like most movies, Charlie Brown movie ends up changing and leaving the audience feeling all warm inside. Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown. Skipping a couple decades, the next movie, I don't know if it's considered a Christmas movie by the critics, but for me, it will always be a hood classic, and it's Friday After Next. Before this movie came out, I can't recall if there was another Black Christmas movie, ever. This movie was a comedy, but it gave you that Christmas charm. Like any other Friday movie, I can recite every line word for word, verbatim. Ice Cube and Mike Epps have really great on-screen chemistry. But if for some reason you've been living under a rock and haven't saw this movie, I give you a brief description. Basically, the two main characters, Craig and Day, they get robbed by Santa. Not your traditional fat white guy in a red suit. This Santa was from the hood. Santa ends up taking all the presents plus their rent money. So they have to explain to the landlord why they might be late on their rent. And she threatens them with her son who just got out of prison. Pause. Craig and Day-Day ends up getting jobs as security officers and all mayhem begins. One of my favorite scenes from the movie is when Day-Day is trying to be top flight security of the world, Craig. And Craig just want to chill and hope it's an easy day and nothing happens. Two start going back and forth in the security booth. Some of the funniest dialogue was in the scene. Day-Day leaves the security booth to harass some of the church leaders who are singing on the corner. Day-Day tells them, I know what y'all trying to do. Y'all trying to use the Lord to sell pussy on this corner. That was hilarious. But the movie ends with the two hosting a Christmas rent party where they get their rent money and them eventually finding Santa Claus who robbed them and chasing him to get their stuff back. To me, this movie is another great classic. To close, I will give y'all my all-time favorite Christmas movie. And I'm sure half of the world would agree with me on the selection. My all-time favorite Christmas movie is a tie with Home Alone and Home Alone 2. It's too hard to choose between the two, so I'll just say both. These movies are the GOAT of all Christmas movies. And if you don't know what GOAT means, greatest of all time. I can sit and watch these movies all day. Again, reciting the lines and it wouldn't get old to me. I remember being a kid watching the Home Alones and wanting to be Kevin. Being left alone doing whatever you wanted to. As a child, that was a dream. Now, I probably wouldn't have been as brave as Kevin to go against the Wet Bandits, but still, nonetheless, Kevin was the shit. Home Alone gave you comedy, action, drama, and overall just movies that will put you in the Christmas spirit. Those are some of my top Christmas movies. I hope you enjoyed it.
Housekeeping. nosy little pervert, or I'm gonna slap you silly. Oh, you're cooking!
Hey, I'm Lene. I'm one half of the Fletcher Twins of A Picture Is Worth 1,000 Words podcast. My favorite Christmas movie of all time, it's kind of a newbie, but it's called Four Christmases, and it stars Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn. First of all, it's a comedy, and everyone knows laughter is the best medicine. So that's number one. A little bit about it is a couple lies to their family every year to avoid visiting them on Christmas, because we all know deep down inside of all of us, there's a little part of us that just don't like our family, you know? But for societal reasons, we have to hang around them. Anyway, so every year they lie to their families on Christmas and say they gotta go out of town or out of the country to do charity work. However, this year, their flights are canceled because of the weather. So now they're forced by the powers that be to spend Christmas with their family. And both of them come from divorced families, hence the title Four Christmases. They have to visit both moms and both dads separately. So one of my favorite scenes from the movie is when they're visiting Reese's mom. Okay, Reese's mom is now dating the pastor of her church. And so somehow Reese and Vince get roped into performing in the church's Christmas program. You know, everybody has a Christmas program, right? And so, and when I tell you Vince's character showed his natural white ass, that is an understatement, because that's what he did. Okay, he played the part of Joseph, and he totally disregarded Mary, which is his wife, and took over the whole show. You know, at that point, he turned into the HBIC, and he received a standing ovation. And if it was up to me, I would have given him an Oscar for his part. Had the church given out awards, he would have won them all. Best actor, best supporting actor, best performance in a dramatic role. All of them, okay? Another one of my favorite scenes is when they visit Vince's mom's house. Okay, and you know, on Christmas or through the holidays, everybody has family game days, right? So they play Taboo as a couple, okay? And now this is when you really find out if your mate really know you for real. And let's just say Vince and Reese did not know each other at all. However, Vince's brother's wife would literally say one word and her husband would guess it just like that. Let's just say they won the game. That's the kind of relationship you want to have, okay? Now, I can say much, much more about this movie because it's that funny from beginning to end, but I won't take up too much of your time, okay? So, again, it's Four Christmases. It's 89 minutes, which for people who can't do mental math, that's an hour and 29 minutes of your day for you to be laughing, falling on the floor, okay? I try to watch it every year, okay? I highly recommend it. So, Four Christmases, go ahead. I'm pretty sure it's playing on the Hallmark Channel, HBO, CBS, NBC, ABC. I'm sure it's playing until Christmas, okay? So, remember, Four Christmases, Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon, it's one of the greatest.
Gosh, wasn't it just so hard to find gifts under the $10 cap this year?
The first gift is to Connor.
The $10 what?
And it's from
$10 spending cap.
Uncle Brad and a special friend, Kate, and maybe this will make you think about being mean to your nice uncle after you see what he got you here. Go ahead, open it up.
Dad.
Yeah. What?
Xbox? Whoa. This is awesome, man.
Top shelf for you, pal. It's got the triple core processor, wireless controllers, the whole deal.
It was a $10 spending cap.
How in the hell did you find an Xbox for under $10? Looks like somebody's trying to show off how much money he makes.
Yeah.
Or maybe someone's family didn't tell him that there was a $10 spending cap.
Or maybe if you came home more than once a decade, you'd know crap like that.
Guys, can we try to stay positive here? What's the problem? We're just trying to give some gifts to some children. It's Christmas. Let's keep the momentum going here. Okay, the next gift is to Cody, and this is from your dad, okay? I'm sure this is a good gift, too, okay? Dig in there. Tear it up.
Flashlight? That's it? Well, you love me, Daddy.
Okay. Honestly, I think it's my fault. I didn't know that there was a $10 spending cap.
Well, my gift from Santa Claus better be straight cool.
I have a feeling that your gift from Santa's gonna probably ring in right around $10, too.
Why? Is Santa Claus cheap like my daddy?
No, Santa is dad. Dad just goes ahead and writes
Lindo.
Santa and... I don't understand. What's happening? What's the problem?
There's no Santa Claus!
Okay, you're joking with me, right? You're kidding with me. They know there's not a Santa Claus, right?
They do now.
How can you lie to us, Daddy?
Look, there is a Santa Claus.
Cody, come on.
Even Santa Claus don't love me!
Hey, that's not gonna bring back Santa. That's not gonna bring...
When he gets to hurting inside and can't use his emotion words, he takes to streaking. Don't worry. He always comes back.
Nobody loves me.
For my favorite Christmas movie, I'm going with 2015's The Night Before, featuring Anthony Mackie, Seth Rogen, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Now, this is my favorite Christmas movie because I love the whole flavor and the vibe throughout the movie. Now, I only got to have one Christmas like this with a crew of people, and I've always wanted to have another one. So I feel like I get to live vicariously through this movie. You know, from the ugly sweaters to running through the city, looking for that, you know, mysterious party, this big time party. You're always searching for the best party, or trying to settle on what's going to be the event, what's going to be the highlight of the night. You know, there's nothing like that. I will say that, you know. So I always wanted to recreate that one night that I had like that with my peoples. So that's why I love this movie. Now, I would say my favorite scene, hands down, is the karaoke bar. When they perform Christmas in Hollis, you know, Anthony Mackie's going in on it, you know, and they just doing the whole thing. And we finally learn about the Nutcracker Ball. And they're like, what the fuck is that? That whole thing is just, I love that scene from start to finish. You know, Seth Rogen bleeding in old girl's drink. Yeah, I love that. And personally, I feel like every crew at some point or another should be obligated to perform Christmas in Hollis. If you're in a karaoke bar with a crew of people, you should be obligated to perform that song. Most definitely. You know, another honorable mention for me in terms of favorite scenes is when they were in FAO Schwartz. It's real famous in New York, of course, for the big piano. So when they were in FAO Schwartz and they start playing, what's it called, Runaway by Kanye, I love that whole scene. Seth Rogen kicks it off, it's touching on the piano keys, and they all get in there. So it's an iconic song, it's an iconic store, makes for an iconic moment. Hell, I might have talked myself out of it. That might overtake it as my favorite scene, now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. Ask me on a different day, you'll get a different answer. But it's between those two scenes. Now, I think this movie is so fun and, crazy enough, if you really think about it, kind of important, because it shows the potential of the holiday season in New York. Because all of this could legitimately happen in New York City. Now, I've never experienced it to this level, you know, to the level that they do in this movie. But I've experienced it on some level, to a certain degree. And all of these things that they go through are actually possible in the city. And it's one of the things I loved about growing up there, and it's one of the things I hated about growing up there. But you know what they say, what makes you laugh will make you cry, right? But it's almost like a billboard, a live billboard of fun for the city. From the Santa pub crawl. You know, you just see all these dudes dressed like Santa Claus running through the city from bar to bar, just getting shit-faced. All that's legit. All that actually happens. Pre-COVID, obviously. But, yeah, I never took part in the Santa pub crawl, but if things ever went back to normal and I found myself in the city around that time, just to experience it, I probably would do it. You know, just for the hell of it, I'd probably get in on that. Now, I think this movie was really important for Anthony Mackie in particular because it helps separate him from his character in the MCU. Because one thing I've noticed is that I don't actually call him Falcon like I do with a lot of these other characters. You know, I call, well, Chris Pratt, I call him Star-Lord. If you listen to a few episodes back, I didn't know his name at the time. I couldn't remember, so I called him Star-Lord. That's just something that I think is a thing with a lot of these MCU characters. So this movie's, as great as it is, as funny as it is, it's actually important for his career, I feel, because it helps you remember his range as an actor. He can play all sorts of characters. Since he's been in the MCU, you've seen him do this movie. You've seen him do that crazy Black Mirror episode. You've seen him in all kinds of things. So it's good in maintaining his, you know, his ability to play a wide range of characters. So it's important in that respect. So there you have it. I'm going with the underrated and underappreciated Christmas classic, The Night Before. So when you get a chance, watch this movie again, laugh your ass off, and have a great holiday season. Happy holidays, y'all.
Isaac?
Fuck! Yeah, hey, Sarah, what up?
Hi.
How's it going?
All right.
Good, cool. What's going on? You good?
You're so sweaty.
It's hot in here. I run hot. We have this tradition where we wear sweaters. I don't always wear a sweater, obviously. When I'm inside, I would normally take it off. I think it would hurt my friend's feelings.
You're talking so fast, you sound like an auctioneer.
Oh, that's funny. Sold!
Oh, that was kind of scary.
I know, sorry. I don't mean to scare you. It's like going, sold!
Oh, my God!
You shouldn't have said it now. It's all I can think about. You want a drink?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, let's have a drink. Cool. I'll be right back.
Thanks, Isaac.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about room.
Betsy said you've been asking about me.
That's a lie.
It is.
There it is.
That's a lie.
Betsy would never in a billion years say anything even remotely like that.
How's your family?
You're asking about my family. That. Sorry, I can't believe it. Who are you?
I deserve that.
My family, thank you for asking, is fine.
You usually stay with them on Christmas Eve, no?
Yeah, I'm staying with them, but I'm going to this thing with Sarah.
What is it?
It's just... Okay, she's dating this guy, and he got us into this party, and I know you've always wanted to go to it, but
oh,
I don't
shit.
Even
are you
care.
Going to Nutcracker
Ball? I am. I'm sorry.
That's amazing. We're going too.
You are?
Isn't that crazy?
I'm happy for you. Your last Christmas, and you get to go to the big dumb party you've always wanted to go to.
You bringing anyone?
To the party? To the dumb party?
Any guys?
Me? Yeah, I'm bringing just these two guys that I'm kind of dating with really huge dicks. They've got, like, enormous, almost novelty size dicks.
I've been seeing a girl with a huge vagina.
Have you?
Yeah, I don't know if it really has the same impact.
I just hope that this nice young lady's vagina is not half as big as mine.
Your vagina, I mean.
The biggest.
Whoop-a-dee, whoop-a-dee, whoop-a-dee.
I know.
Here you go.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Cool. Cheers. Great. This is so much fun. Good beer. Good beer. They say beer mellows you out a bit, which is nice. Yeah.
This is kind of cool tasting. Tastes
cool.
Like pennies or something.
Oh, weird. It has a coppery flavor.
Yeah.
Bizarre. Maybe it's the vodka.
You know what? I think they give you a crantini.
You ever think maybe like they're all part of the same teeny family? Martini, crantini. Oh, it's just a funny idea, I thought.
I guess it's funny. Oh.
Huh?
Isaac?
Yes?
You have a bloody nose.
I what?
Your nose is bleeding.
My nose is bleeding.
Do you not feel that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's fucked. There's a lot of blood.
No, my nose is very tingly right now. I actually don't feel much. That's
Holy
so weird.
Fuck.
What?
Did you bleed in my drink?
No.
You fucking bled in my drink, Isaac.
I'm going to come clean. I'm on a lot of cocaine right now. I think that's what made my nose bleed.
You're on fucking cocaine?
Did you drink a lot of it?
Kind of.
Isn't that gross?
It's mega gross.
I didn't do it on purpose.
You're totally fucking fucked up person. You should not be a father. Goodbye.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Isaac.
I'm sorry, fuck you!
Hi, it's your favorite Dr. Bae, Monique Ross, host of Pure Fuckery, the podcast. I am joined today by...
Demine, one third of We Posted Up the Podcast.
And we are here to give our take on our five favorite Christmas movies. When the guys over at Madcap Movie Review Podcast reached out and asked if we would like to join in on the holiday fun and share our opinion on our top five movies. It was pretty difficult. I struggled with this. I really couldn't come up with five favorite Christmas movies. I'm a Christmas person. Winter's my favorite time of the year. I love the holiday season. I'm a December baby and all that. But as far as Christmas movies, I'm not big on the movies and sitting down and, you know, watching movies. I'm not a TV person. But as far as my favorite holiday movies, like, I guess I can remember back in the day as a child, my mom prepping Christmas dinner, baking and things like that. So I remember, I got memories, but I'm thinking like It's a Wonderful Life, A Miracle on, 34th Street, stuff like that. That's what I remember watching around Christmas.
A Christmas Story,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, stuff like that. So I guess, you know, I wouldn't say my top five all-time favorite, because I really don't have a top five all-time favorite. But those are some of the movies that, you know, bring back fond memories from my childhood. Home Alone 1 and 2. You know, Soul Food, I guess it's not really a Christmas movie, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's something I would watch probably around the holidays. But like, again, I'm not a big TV person. I'm not a big movie person or anything like that. Like, I watch TV. I have my shows I watch. I got my movies that I like to watch. But when it comes to like the holiday spirit, I'm in the holiday spirit regardless, because it's my season, my time of the year. But as far as, you know, top five, I don't know. I'm going to turn it over to my guy, my ex-husband, y'all, Damon from We Posted Up the Podcast, so that he can share with you his top five movies, if he has any.
My top five movies, I would have to say, definitely Home Alone 1, Scrooge with Bill Murray. Man, that is a good one, because that's hard to say. Definitely Home Alone 1, Scrooge with Bill Murray, Die Hard, which is always debatable, Friday After Next, and This Christmas for me. That's one of the new ones. I enjoy This Christmas a lot. But I agree. But Soul Food, you can probably debate, because it does feel holiday-ish.
If you can debate Die Hard, I can debate Soul Food.
Die Hard happened around Christmas. It's a Christmas movie. Soul Food, I would debate it with you. I mean, for it, because it does have a holiday feel.
Exactly.
Because it's about family and coming together. So I can debate that one.
All right. Well, that's it. That's that. Those are our top five holiday movies from your favorite Dr. Bay, Monique Ross, host of Pure Fuckery, the podcast, and my ex-husband, Damon, who is one-third host of We Posted Up the Podcast. We wish you all a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas and an abundance of prosperity, peace, love, and blessings leading into 2021. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I have seen your nobler aspirations fall off one by one till the master passion, greed, engrosses you. Farewell, Ebenezer. May you be happy with the path that you have chosen.
Well, I am happy with the path that I've chosen, you little bitch. In fact, I couldn't be happier.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah, buddy, I'm crazy. Crazy like a fox. Crazy enough to see through your little tricks. I'm back. I can see now. No one could have been that simple and good and sweet and kind and decent, yet caring, wonderful. Not on this planet. No, baby. Not unless they had something to hide, some sort of trick up their sleeve. You wouldn't try to trick me, would you? Well, don't try to trick me today, because I'm back, Jack. Maybe we'll just check things out over there at Operation Reach Out. Pick a side, Grandma.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Blood drive.
$20 a pint. Come on, folks. Ah, here's a happy donor. Thank you so much.
Well, just for the record, you left me. You had to go somewhere and get your head together or something. Well, baby, my head is just fine. Check it out. It's right here where it belongs. What's the point? It's lonely at the top? It's not lonely at the top. Oh, maybe around my birthday and at sunset. And then for a couple of weekends, it would have raised hell with even a really normal person. But that's me. I'm a widow of business. That's my life! I've chosen it! At least I work someplace that you can find when you're looking for it! Okay, here we are now. When I want a wife, I'm gonna buy one! And she's gonna be devoted to me, to my wants and my needs, not like you! Let's face it, you treated me like dirt!
Oh, Lord, another wild and woolly one. Honey, you look frozen.
What's going on, man? What's going on, man? It's your boy, Jay Watkins, host of the Stay Up Podcast, man. The podcast is going to change your life and mine. I want to start off by sending a very special thank you to the Madcap Movie Review Podcast team for giving me this opportunity to share with you all my favorite Christmas movie. And I will preface by saying I do have a top three, my top two, no specific order, but that number one spot is real. It's near and dear to my heart. And so without further ado, let's get it rolling, man. Top three, I have to say that Home Alone, and who didn't pick Home Alone? I'm sure it's like 30 people who chose Home Alone. And I have to let you all know you have excellent taste. A beautiful film sent us through a roller coaster of emotions. We're excited, we're scared, we're laughing, we're about to cry, biting nails if you do that. That movie gives us a little taste of everything. It's just an amazing movie. I love it so much. Friday After Next. What a movie for the culture, right? We could relate to that movie so much. I know if you ain't paid rent, you owe rent. if you are associated with any hood in any way, he might not be dressed in a Santa suit, but you got somebody running around on something, doing something they ain't supposed to do. And so, just a beautiful movie, man. That movie is just so funny to me. Everything, like, you can't go more than 5 minutes in that movie without laughing. So, shout out to Ice Cube, shout out to Mike Epps. I just love that movie so very much. But I have to say that my favorite Christmas movie, I can't hold you, man. 2000 release. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, man. Jim Carrey, the real Grinch movie. None of that cartoon stuff. Nah, we talking about Jim Carrey, furry, green, up on the mountainside, looking down, angry. That Grinch movie is the one that is my favorite. And why do you say, why is that your favorite movie? I think it's such a good film because as we get older, and this happens with a lot of movies, as you get older, you realize that the person that's highlighted as the villain in most films is not even, like, wrong. Like, they might be going about their practices wrong, but the way they feel and their views aren't necessarily wrong at all. And so I think the Grinch is a perfect example of that. And I went through the internet kind of to see how they surmised that movie. Like, what was the base of how they were going to describe that movie? And so IMDb gives the description that on the outskirts of Whoville lives a green, revenge-seeking Grinch who plans to ruin Christmas for all the citizens of the town. Revenge-seeking. Key phrase, A1, very factual, what we needed to know when we were children. Not to seek revenge, but that he was very, very justified in the way he felt. They rejected him. They did him dirty. They grimed him out. They made him feel like a leper, man. Pretty much sent them where he was. And so as we get older, man, we see that a lot of things we do or have done can hurt people, put them in bad places, and ultimately create monsters. Not necessarily hate Christmas, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. Also to that point, man, the holidays are a really, really tough season for a lot of people. If you don't have family, don't have somebody to share it with. And I think this movie kind of exposed that as well. And so just my favorite movie because it does have some humor in it. As we get older, again, we relate to it. But my favorite because in the end, love conquers all. Love conquers all, man. Y'all, the heart beating, if you haven't seen the movie, there's tons of free movie websites. Y'all got the Fire Stick. Pull it up. Watch it. Watch it. It's a good, it's a great, just, I'm speechless. Like, I'm about to go watch it right now just because I'm doing this and I love the movie, but please check it out. And I'm someone who has to, you know, lead by the logic that love does conquer all, right? Good energy, good spirit giving off can help us overcome a lot of things. And so check out that movie. Shout out to you guys again for allowing me to feature on this segment. Merry Christmas to everyone. Peace, love, blessings to you.
Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came.
Somehow or other, it came just the same.
Mr. Grinch!
And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
And he puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas,
he thought.
Doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps. Means a little bit more.
What happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Hi, this is Living Single with Friends.
I'm Anissa.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Natasha. So the movie that gets me into the Christmas spirit would have to be A Christmas Story.
Really?
I watch that movie all the time. I even got it on DVD. I think my favorite part of that movie is him cursing. Like, the family just is off the chain.
Right.
If you really watch it and see, like, the underlying jokes, mm-hmm. it's funny as hell. I love that movie. We watch it nonstop.
Yeah. So I would say my favorite Christmas movie is The Preacher's Wife. As y'all know, I am in love with Whitney Houston. And I just felt like it reminded me of being in church and around the Christmas times, around the holiday. You get that?
Yeah.
You feel that?
I like Whitney. Remember when we auditioned for that movie?
We definitely did. I had the Bible in my living room and everything.
I still have the pictures we took to audition.
Where? Yeah, for the preacher's wife. Be in The Preacher's Wife.
Yeah, we wanted to be kids in that movie. Yeah.
The movie was actually recorded in Newark.
Really?
Yeah, but the outside building is from a place in New York.
Right. And we were in the ski program, and they sent information to that program for kids, like, you know, inner city kids. They wanted to be in the movie.
Yeah, and I felt like I was gonna get in.
I thought so too.
Because
I had a good Christmas dress.
We went to the same. Me and Whitney Houston went to the same church. You know, that ain't even work.
Oh, you ain't. She wasn't really the plug.
No, but we still love Nippy.
Right, and mine is Almost Christmas.
Okay.
I mean, it was funny because DC
Young Fly
is in it, and like he was just. Yes.
You know what? You would actually be a great part if you was in that movie.
Really?
I can see you adding into that
movie. I'm a little ratchet, right?
A little bit.
A little bit. I'm bougie ratchet. But that is my favorite movie.
Well, we want to say happy holidays, happy Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, all that good stuff.
Have a happy New Year.
New Year.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
goddamn blowout!
Aha!
Not again!
4 minutes! Time me!
Actually, my old man loved it. He always saw himself in the pits at the Indianapolis Speedway in the 500.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My old man's spare tires were actually only tires in the academic sense. They were round. They had once been made of rubber.
Ralphie,
yes?
Why don't you go help your father?
Really? Can I?
Yeah. Watch the traffic there.
Okay.
It was the first time that it had been suggested that I go help my father with anything.
What are you doing here?
Mom said that I should help.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, sit down here. Squat down. Here, I'll hold this here. No, not that way, not that way. Go on, Rat Trap. Pull it like this, eh?
How?
Oh, like this. Here, I want to put the nuts in it.
Okay.
Yeah, there we are. And we got it! Right there. There it is. That's all I got. I get that dirty mug. Ding, ding, bang, bang. There we go.
For one brief moment, I saw all the bolts silhouetted against the lights of the traffic, and then they were gone.
Oh. Fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge. I said the word. The big one. The queen mother of dirty words. The F-dash-dash-dash word.
What did you say? That's what I thought you said. In the car. Go on.
It was all over. I was dead. What would it be? The guillotine, hanging, the chair, the rack, the Chinese water torture. Mere child's play compared to what surely awaited me.
Everything go all right?
What your son just said?
No, what?
I'll tell you what he said. Ready?
Help me!
This is Brittany.
This is Mel.
And we are from the Millennial Happy Hour podcast.
And we have the pleasure of sharing our favorite Christmas movies of all time, okay? I have four. I don't know how many Brittany has, but...
I have two.
Okay. I'm going to start with number four. I like The Nightmare Before Christmas. I do. Yeah. I don't know what is it about that movie. You know, even though it's like Halloween, Christmassy, I love that movie for some reason. I have to watch it every year. Like, it's just, it's just one of those movies. Like, I can't explain it. My mama talks shit about me because when it comes on, I'm like glued to the TV. I don't hear nobody, okay? My number three is This Christmas, for the main reason for my man, Chris Brown is in it. Like y'all don't understand, as a young girl listening at Chris Brown in the movie theater, waking up with his shirt off. And see, this one, Chris Brown only had one tattoo on his arm.
This is true.
This is like, this was like baby Chris Brown before he crossed over to that, like a virgin again, and Deuces. Like, that's before he become like a badass and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's true.
The reason I love the soundtrack is lit. Like, my mama still has the whole soundtrack from that movie. The cast, all the lineup of the cast and the stars, right? But my favorite scene is when Regina King put that baby oil.
Yes.
On the floor was in the shower because he was cheating on her. Then he got out the shower and she started whipping him and he was falling and busting his ass all over that floor. When I say that is my favorite scene. And then when when Chris Brown was at the church and Loretta Vaughn didn't know how to sing like that. girl. I was like, whoo! Like, so fine. So fine. Okay. Number two is gonna be The Best Man Holiday.
It's like, too sad.
Like, it is, because when they get to the funeral, see, I was good, like, the whole movie, I was good.
Boy, didn't we go see that in the theater together?
We all did in college.
Yeah.
So, the part when I started to, like, get a little misty is when Anthony Hamilton starts singing. I said, God damn. I said, no, they didn't.
Mine was when they, when Shelby and Candace were fighting, and then the baby started crying. Shelby's daughter started crying. That's when I lost it. And
oh,
then
yeah, because Jordan... she saw her mama acting a fool.
Yes, and then Jordan was in the tub crying when she found out that Mia had cancer, and she was like, she couldn't hold it together no more. That's when I lost it too.
Girl, no, I'm telling you. When Anthony Hamilton put out that first note, I said, all you bitches. And then you got Marsha Ambrosia in the back. I said, okay, this... I need to go to the bathroom. Cause, you know, Anthony Hamilton
be singing, I'll be back.
You know, Anthony Hamilton be singing like he fresh out of slavery.
Yes, he does.
Like fresh out. And then
straight off the cotton field.
And then y'all singing the Stevie Wonder song? Really? 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 I said, oh. Somebody get me out of here. This a little too sad right here. But no, I like it because all the friends got together with their families doing all this holiday stuff for Christmas. It kind of remind me like I don't know, I looked in the future, like when we get older and stuff, like,
yeah,
we come together for Christmas and y'all children running around and shit, and I'm drinking or something or cooking. Like, it just kind of reminds you of like everybody coming together from college and all the stuff like that. That's why I like the movie. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, you know, the house is beautiful, decorations, the little talent show was the shit, you know. But so my number one, of course, it's gonna be the Grinch. I'm talking about the Jim Carrey, the Grinch. Like, it don't make no sense how much I like the first one. Jim Carrey's shit. Let's start there. He can do a character, and he did that movie so well. Like, I love the Grinch. I watch it even when it's not Christmas. Okay.
Yes.
Like, the Grinch is my favorite. I think my favorite part is when he was in the post office and Cindy Lou was in there and he dropped his mask and Max had sneezed and he said, Gesundheit, and she looked and she screamed and he was just screaming back at her. I don't know why that scene is so funny, but he was just screaming back at her and she was just screaming. But I love the Grinch. Now, I watched like the cartoon, you know, the original Dr. Seuss cartoon, the Grinch. I watched that too. I like the new Grinch that came out.
The new one is funny.
The little animated one, but it don't compare to the Jim Carrey one. I'm just saying, it don't compare, man. It does not compare. It's like it's the GOAT.
It is, yeah.
You know, everybody's gonna watch it at least one or two times.
Yeah, that's true.
I have an honorable mention.
What?
Honorable mention, I will say, God damn it, I just lost the goddamn movie. Jingle All the Way. I don't know if you watched Jingle All the Way.
What is Jingle All the Way?
What? You haven't seen Jingle All the Way? With Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad?
Oh, no.
Girl, sure. That's the honorable mention, because I used to watch the hell out of Jingle All the Way. But yeah, so those are Melody's four and honorable mention. Brittany, what is your favorite Christmas?
Okay, so I just see these aren't in any order, okay? But of course, this Christmas is on my list. I really don't know like my top five or top three. I really don't know, but I'll tell you my favorites. So of course, This Christmas is on there because I can sit up and watch This Christmas at all times. And A Christmas Story is one of my favorites because it's hilarious. You haven't seen it? Why are you looking like that?
A Christmas Story.
It's a white movie. It's like an old 80s movie and the little boy is
Is that the one with the glasses?
Yes, the one with the lamp leg.
The pink bunny suit.
Yes.
One of them got their tongue stuck on the pole.
Yes, yes.
See, I know certain scenes, but I haven't seen the whole movie. But I will put it in my queue.
That movie brings back so many memories. Like, when I watch it, we're always baking cookies. And I'm the only one that drinks hot chocolate because I'm bougie. My parents don't drink it. But we can be watching a Christmas Story. I can watch it back to back. Like, that's how much I love it. And then there's another movie called Snow Globe with Christina Milian. Have you seen it? Mm-mm. Girl, listen to me. Christina Milian made me live this fantasy life in my head, like, oh, I'm gonna live in a... That's why I'm obsessed with small towns to this day, because she was in, like, in her... When she would fall asleep, she would go inside her snow globe, and her snow globe was, like, a little small town with all these, like, little bakeries and these same people that she would see all the time. And I think she, like, I want to say she fell in love with the man that was inside her snow globe.
Child, you know I can't do no small town. You know I watch so much ID. Cute. You know I watch so much ID channel. So
it was really cute though. It's a very, very, very cute movie. And there's a new one with Kelly Rowland.
I just watched.
It's called Little Christmas.
No.
It's not the Christmas wedding.
No, that's the one I watched.
Maybe it's called a Merry Little Christmas, but it's like little, like LIDDLE. Whatever. It was a cute movie too. I like that movie too. That's an honorable mention because it's new and it's not like, ooh, my favorite. It's just a really cute movie.
I got another honorable mention. Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh yeah, I like that one.
I like that one too. This girl said, Christmas Story. I'm gonna have to watch that. I literally like to see bits and pieces of. I like never just sat down and just watched the whole thing. So
it's hilarious. You should get drunk and watch it.
Yeah, I should. I most definitely should.
Y'all need to check out these movies because we had a pretty decent list.
Yeah, watch them. Period. You know, just make you a little list of Christmas movies just to watch late at night. You know. But watch The Grinch first.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Oh, and Friday After Next. I mean,
my God. Hell yes.
You know, people be talking shit, talking about, oh, that's not a Christmas movie. Lie again. Because, first of all, they start the movie all with my favorite Christmas song ever, Temptations of Silent Night. Yeah. You know, every black person in the world play that song right after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So, that is a Christmas movie. Thank you. Ho, ho, ho. Feliz Navidad. I don't know Christmas in no other languages, but, you know, be safe during this Christmas. Wear a mask. Be safe. Social distance. You know.
All that.
Don't get lit under the Christmas tree. Bye! This is Mel.
This is Brittany.
What's that?
No, I'm good.
Oh, sorry. She said something.
Well, you know what? Look on the bright side, man. If you and Candy ever get into some money problems, you might be able to put her in the ring. She's got a hell of a right hook. $1 million baby. Wow.
You're an asshole.
An asshole?
You're an asshole.
What did I do?
No wonder you hooked up with Shelby. You two deserve each other. Like two sides of the same coin. You know, if I didn't know any better, I think you gave her that video on purpose.
That shit hurt my feelings, man. And lucky for you, you do know better.
Oh, yeah? How am I supposed to know better, huh? You just love stirring the pot, watching people sweat and stir, just like you did years ago with Harper's book.
Whoa, hey, don't you gotta talk about that.
Always messing around.
What Harper put in this book ain't got shit to do with me. You put yourself in this predicament. Shelby had it out for Candy the moment
Duke,
she got there.
Duke, come on, man.
And it was your bama ass that married a stripper. Deal with it. Damn it.
Hey, man, this is good. Oh,
fucking move.
Y'all. Hey.
Sense.
No monkey paw!
Take your hat!
Screaming monkey!
You call us something, I scream monkey all over your ass!
Y'all mess up my saddle, Bucky, you'll be monkey pawing your asses back to the house!
I'm sorry, lad! No, just don't mess up your stuff!
No monkey paw!
Get off me!
I hope you die!
What up, though? What it do, folk? What's happening? It's your homie CL, and we coming live on the Mad Cat Movie Review Podcast. This time to do a Christmas episode. Talking about Krimmer, Talking about Crippin, Sean? That what you want to talk about, bro? Hey, it's all good, man. You know, it took me a while to do it because, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Christmas movies. I'm just going to say that flat out on the front end of this. So, yeah, I kind of dragged my feet. But after my homie, Mikael Ford, who just did an episode on one of my favorite Christmas movies, it reminded me there are some good ones. And mine is Jingle All the Way, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad. Definitely a great tandem that I probably never would have thought of putting together before this movie. And shout out to whoever in casting decided that this would be the way to go. And if you actually watch the trailer, it may be because it's starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, but it definitely looks and feels like an action movie with the way a lot of the sequences are set up, but they are much more family friendly. I think that we might have found like an action comedy wrapped inside a Christmas movie. And that's something that I very much so appreciated. And some of the patent absurdity that just comes out of a lot of the sequences. I can pretty much remember in my childhood laughing at a lot of scenes. And I'm kind of curious now to watch it again to see if everything feels the same or if it's going to be even more funny. Because usually one of the things that I've noticed about family comedies is a lot of the jokes have layers. And you really have to be an adult sometimes to get all the layers to the jokes. And that's why I'm like, you know what? This might be worth my time again. So I just want to keep it real short and talk to y'all about that one. That's my pick. Jingle All the Way from 1996. Y'all get ready for something new for Madcap in 2021, man. And of course, happy holidays to you. And then y'all enjoy.
Next time, loser. Free!
Hey!
Can't stay out of trouble, can you?
You wouldn't want to hurt a fellow civil servant, would you?
What's all this violence? It's Christmas, and I was just delivering some Christmas. Hey!
Back up! This is a homemade explosive device, and I'll blow it up! You know why? Because I work for the post office, so you know I'm not stable! Tell him!
This man is totally insane.
Thank you! Now put the guns down. Now! Put them down! Brother man, put your gun down. Everybody! You too, Barnaby Jones.
All right, just stay there.
And I'll know if you move, because I have the ear of a snake. Ciao, baby.
Oh, you shouldn't mess with that.
Relax, Barky. I was on the bomb squad for 10 years.
Ah. I'm the man!
Gentlemen, you've been duped. This is nothing but a harmless Christmas package.
Feel a bomb? Just a sick world we're living in. Sick people.
How many years in the bomb squad?
That happened because it's Christmas Eve. I'm telling you, I'm not crazy. It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be. It's a miracle. It's really a sort of a miracle because it happens every Christmas Eve. And if you waste that miracle, you're gonna burn for it. I know what I'm talking about. You have to do something. You have to take a chance. You do have to get involved. There are people that are having trouble making their miracle happen. There are people that don't have enough to eat. There are people that are cold. You can go out and say hello to these people. You can take an old blanket out of the closet and say, here. You can make them a sandwich and say, oh, by the way, here. I get it now. And if you give, then it can happen. Then the miracle can happen to you. It's not just the poor and the hungry. It's everybody who's got to have this miracle. And it can happen tonight for all of you. If you believe in this spirit thing, the miracle will happen, and then you'll want it to happen again tomorrow. You won't be one of these bastards who says Christmas is once a year and it's a fraud. It's not. It can happen every day. You just got to want that feeling. And if you like it and you want it, you'll get greedy for it. You'll want it every day of your life, and it can happen to you. I believe in it now. I believe it's going to happen to me now. I'm ready for it. It's great. It's a good feeling. It's really better than I felt in a long time. I'm ready. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
You guys see Kevin?
Did I forget something, big man?
God blesses everyone.
Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Hear that sleigh, Santa's on his way. Hip hip hooray for Christmas vacation. Got a ton of stuff to celebrate. Now it's getting closer, I can't wait. This old house sure is looking good. Got ourselves the finest snowman in the neighborhood. Ain't it fun? Always on the run. That's how it's done on Christmas vacation. Let's go deck the halls and light the lights.